Hi there. Welcome to Brahm Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. I have a question for you. What do you know about God? These 10-minute lessons introduce you to God, and they make you aware of the things that are unique and special about your Creator. And we use the Creator clock to help you remember the Lord's essence. Tick-tock, what time is it on the Creator clock? It is 2 o'clock. God is voracious. And my question is, so what? What does voracious mean? Well, when someone is voracious, they habitually speak the truth. So I use the word not just because I like sending you scurrying to the dictionary, even though I do, but I use the word because it is the perfect description of what God does. It is his habit to tell the truth. Now, we've learned quite a bit about God by taking a tour of the Creator clock. So we know that at 1 o'clock on the Creator clock, God is one in essence. There is one and only one God. And my question for you last time was, so what? And I'll tell you the so what. Since there is one and only one God, you can have a deep, intimate, and personal relationship with God, because there's only one God to get to know. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 39 says this, "Know therefore today, and take it to your heart, that the Lord Jesus Christ, he is God in heaven above and on the earth below, and there is no other God." See, God makes it easy for us, because everything is one with God. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6 say this, "There is one body, the body of Christ, one Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, just as also you were called in one hope of your calling, one invitation to believe in the Lord, one Lord, Jesus Christ, one faith, faith alone in Christ alone, one baptism, the baptism of the Spirit, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all." And in all. Why only one of everything with God? Because 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, God is not a God of confusion. God is easy to get to know. God is not mysterious. God does not work in mysterious ways. God works in absolutely predictable ways, and he reveals himself to human beings in ways that make sense to human beings. Now, at 2 o'clock on the Creator clock, we know that God is voracious, which means God has veracity. These words, voracious and veracity, come from the Latin word veritas, which means truth. God always tells the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So what? So you can count on absolutely everything that God says. Do you have anyone in your life with whom that is true, where you can count on everything they say? Well, there aren't too many human beings like that in the world, but God is very much like that. And today, God communicates with human beings one and only one way, through the Bible. There's that one again, 66 books. The Bible is the only source of absolute truth. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 say this, "Know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of private interpretation, and no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men, carried along by God the Holy Spirit, spoke directly from the exact thinking of the God, the Lord Jesus Christ." So God got the Bible here through people, and has protected it for all the years from infiltration. In the Bible, God tells his creatures what he wants them to do and what he doesn't want them to do. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 has a do not part and a do part. It says this, "Do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation." That has nothing to do with drinking. It has to do with losing touch with reality. "Don't lose touch with reality, for that is dissipation. But do keep on being filled with the Spirit." When we want to know what works and what does not work, we can always go to God. And we can count on him to tell us the absolute truth. And when we obey what he tells us, we develop character. Now, God's enemy, Satan, wants us to reject the truth. He has an intricate system, religion, which is designed to cast doubt on the Bible being absolutely true. It's all relative. God works in mysterious ways. There is no absolute truth. The stuff about God you can never really know, and those things are absolutely false. Have you ever asked yourself that? Is the Bible really the Word of God? Or is it just a book written by a bunch of guys who were writing their opinions, telling us fables, giving us metaphors? Well, here's what the Bible has to say about itself, so you compare. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 say this: all scripture is theopneustos, God breathed, and it's profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be mature, totally equipped for every good work. Another thing the Bible says about itself is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16: who has known the mind of the Lord so well that he will be qualified to instruct him? And the answer is no one. But we believers in Christ have the mind of Christ. And that's exactly what the Bible is, the mind of Christ. It is the exact thinking of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God thinks enough of us to tell us what he thinks. And he summarizes all of his thoughts in 66 books and provides people with a spiritual gift, the gift of pastor-teacher, people like me, to let you know exactly what he thinks. Now, the enemy of God sponsors this thought: there is no way we will ever know what God is really thinking. Seriously? Why would you worship a God that hides himself from you? And why would you want to worship someone who's telling you, I'm not really sure whether you're going to get to live with me or not later? It's just kind of based on what you do, but I love you unconditionally, but there's a condition that if you don't do exactly the right things, you're not going to get to heaven. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever, and it's not something that we as believers in Christ even listen to. Because God loves us unconditionally, with no conditions. We cannot disappoint him. There is nothing you need to do to please him, because he is and always has been pleased with every aspect of his own creation. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says this: the one who does not love unconditionally does not know God, for God is unconditional love. Here's something you should be clear on. God wants you to live with him forever. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3: for this is good and acceptable in the sight of the God who is our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 2, 4: who wants all men to be saved, and who wants all men to come to the knowledge of the truth. Here's something you should know about God. He absolutely does not want you to go to hell. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says this: the Lord is not slow about his promise of salvation, as some accuse him of, but the Lord Jesus Christ is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish in the lake of fire, but instead wishing for all to come to repentance. A change of mind about having a relationship with Jesus Christ. Here's something to know about the Lord that's true. The Lord provides everything for you. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 and 26 say this: for this reason I say to you, don't be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Matthew 6, 26. Look at the birds of the air. They don't sow, nor do they reap, nor do they harvest. They don't gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much worth much more than they? And the answer, of course, is you are. The Lord does not hold your sins against you. So when you meet him for the first time, he's not going to be saying, I got a list. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25 says this: I, even I, the Lord Jesus Christ, am the one who wipes out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Tick-tock, what time is it now on the Creator clock? It is 2 o'clock. God is voracious. The Lord makes it a habit of telling you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth through his word. The real question is, are you listening? Can you hear him now? If you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have 2 different 1-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. Keep on getting to know God. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.